the newest way to wake up on the Coffs Coast. Get up with AB and Ben for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. This is Hit. Hit 105.5.
Well, hello, catch-uppers. Look at you, making your own rules, listening to the radio whenever you want.
You could be somewhere really cool, like jogging along the Champs-Élysées in France. Voila!
Let us know. We can give you a shout-out in these. Would you play, you know, old mate from wherever? Because you could be anywhere in the world right now listening to this.
Yeah. Or pretty you cool. Have another catch-up person that you have a crush on and you want to tell them and we'll reveal it for you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play matchmaker for catch-uppers around the world.
Do you like them? Yes, no, maybe. On today's show, we question the existence of voicemail. Do we need it? I said no. You said no.
A lot of people said no. Actually, no one was keen on it anymore.
No one likes
Listen to the people, telcos.
And I got a good stern talking to by another adult man. It was quite humiliating.
It was.
Listen out for that. Enjoy.
Telco stuff-ups. When I say that, everyone's in their car being like, girl.
Don't even get
me started. Tell me about it. We've all had them, you know, like telephone companies. It's a monopoly in Australia. Telstra rules the roost and they can pretty much get away with anything. They give you the worst possible customer service and still we all have to pay them every week.
Well, I don't think they do that bad of a job. I think it's just the fact that we treat our internet so preciously because it's our link to the outside world.
That's true.
It gets cut off, we act so emotionally. Like, how dare you shut it down for half an hour? I guess I could read a book, I suppose.
I can't do any meme work during this time. It's too difficult. No, this was actually a pretty serious stuff up by Telstra.
Yeah.
There are two men in Australia. Well, that's probably a hell of a lot more, but two specific men named Stephen White. One lives in New South Wales. The other one lives in Queensland.
Right.
And Stephen White in Queensland had randomly started getting bills from Telstra with charges that he didn't recognise.
Okay.
So, like, different downloads, extended, like, broadband,
kids,
whatever else.
What have you been up to?
Yeah. And he wasn't getting any reminders to say, you know, it's, you know, you've been boosted 1 gig or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just getting charged. So he hit up Telstra. They couldn't seem to explain it. And found out through his research that he was being charged for New South Wales Stephen White's different purchases. So, yeah.
So New South Wales Stephen White's, you know, getting the add-ons, upgrading to HD, going over his data cap.
Pretty much. Downloading dodgy stuff, putting that on the bill. They got down to business. They found that their birth dates were also exactly the same day.
No.
But 1 year apart.
Okay.
So hence the stuff up, you know?
Fair.
A lot of similar details, name, blah, blah, blah. They, you know, had a good old chat like, oh, did you watch ET on Foxtel the other day? He's like, yeah, I did. How did you know? Oh, because you charged my credit card for it, basically. They went to Telstra. Telstra are in a lot of hot water over this because it's a privacy issue.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't need to tell anyone that you what movies you're watching.
Yeah, yeah. So they've had to go to the ombudsman and everything else. It's going to be a little bit dramatic. And I look at this and I'm like, Stephen White's, you guys have no idea. You know no struggle. A couple of years ago, I'm with Optus.
Right.
And I have an Optus business account because my dad has Optus for the family on our business.
Right.
And I started getting people texting me saying, I've been calling your phone and it's going to this random guy.
Yeah.
All of my calls to you are going to this random guy.
Right. So, but you were getting their texts?
Yeah.
So you
and they were like, has your phone been stolen? Some man is answering your phone. And it was actually when it was on my birthday. And so I went away for a weekend and didn't have any reception because I was camping.
Yeah.
And so people were ringing and ringing and ringing and it was all going to this random guy.
Yeah.
And eventually I called my number from another phone, started chatting with this guy. He's like, I went and got a new number the other day.
No.
This is it.
They gave my number
to someone else. I tried to call Optus, but because it was a weekend and I was a business client, I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I had random calls coming through. I also had an interview with the comedian Jim Jefferies that Monday, and I was like, oh, my God, it's going to go through to this guy. I can't deal.
Eventually, what kind of stitch-up is this? I mean, I thought AB was a dude, but this is a bit of a surprise.
Eventually it got sorted, and Optus did the whole, like, oh, well, you know, it happens.
It does.
And I was like, this is a massive breach of privacy, but whatever. Inevitably, though, it was sort of that guy's loss and my gain because my mum calls me like 46 times a day. So,
that's you really did not need to deal with that. Trending now at hit.com.au. Well, in news that I find quite angering,
shocking stuff, really.
It's really annoying. Really, this is very 1990s behaviour.
I tagged you in this one last night and we both had a little bit of a cry.
We're all raving about the new season of Arrested Development. Season 5 was going to be released May 29th. There was rejoice. There wasn't going to be a long wait time between the announcement of the release date and the actual release date. It was looking good. However, due to the archaic licensing and copyright and whatever laws we've got in Australia, Arrested Development, that is technically Netflix original content, will not be available on Netflix in Australia.
At the same time as the US?
No, it's released May 29th in the US and pretty much everywhere else. I think Mars is getting it before us.
I remember going to the US when I was a kid and people would be like, have you seen this movie? And I'd be like, no, it hasn't come out. That song hasn't come out in Australia yet.
We've got celebrities you haven't even heard of. They haven't made it quite across the pond yet.
The difference being now, there will be memes and like GIFs.
Spoilers.
On the Arrested Development new season that we will not understand.
Apparently.
Because we have not seen it.
As it turns out, Foxtel.
Download legally.
We'll pretend that doesn't happen. Foxtel, they've got the rights to air it first. The problem is Foxtel, they're too busy airing, The Big Bang Season 3 for the millionth time. And so they don't really show any interest in airing this first. So we could be waiting a while.
This really annoys me. I pay $40 a month for Foxtel so I can watch Game of Thrones and like one Super Rugby game a week. Can they just collaborate, all of them together, make my life a hell of a lot easier?
Put all the stuff I like into one streaming service with none of the other stuff. That'd be.
I wish you could just individually choose channels.
I think there's an option like that coming, to be honest.
There needs to be.
I mean, it's not very good because Foxtel still own all the rights to the good stuff. But
and
still.
Then, you buy like Showtime or whatever and you watch Game of Thrones and then all the other programs are like weird. Call the midwife, my mum loves that. Yeah.
But, very frustrating. Very frustrating. No word on when we're actually going to get it officially.
This is also very frustrating. How is it that MPs still don't understand after like nearly a year of this that you can't have dual citizenship?
They should have had, and I swear they did have a big team huddle and they went, guys, has anyone got something they need to say? Declare something.
Also, I couldn't name 5 people on my hand right now that I'm friends with that have dual citizenship.
I'm going to put
I know you're one. But like a lot of my Australian-born friends are more eligible for Parliament than half of these people right now.
Well, so, let's vote them in. We've got a chance.
Yeah, we've got a bunch that have had to resign yesterday. Labor MPs Justine Key, Josh Wilson, Susan Lamb, and Independent MP Rebecca Sharkey have resigned from the House of Reps. It came after the High Court ruling that Katie Gallagher was not ineligible to serve in Parliament at the time of her election, as she had successfully renounced her British citizenship beforehand.
Okay.
So, yeah, they all like, oh, I didn't know. When you get to 18 and you find out that your parents are half UK or whatever, you're like, give me that passport.
Haven't they ever tried to book a Kentucky? Surely, get some bar work over in Europe.
The minute, every person I know that's mum or dad was from the UK, they just lived it up doing
a stint
working at a hostel in London.
There needs to be, they do reference checks when you go for any other job. Why don't they just call someone about this?
This has to be the end. It has to be.
You'd be surprised. Coffs Coast here, 105.5. Get up with AB and Ben. Thanks to the Hoey Moey. Trending now after 7:30. Some very amazing performances. The Spice Girls reunion. But not as you thought it would be.
No, not the Spice Girls as such. Even better.
While we're getting nostalgic about the 90s, something that should return to the 90s and stay there forever is voicemail.
Mm.
I'm over this.
I'm with you on this one.
Great. I'm glad we don't disagree.
It's a toughie because it's something my parents love. A guy on Twitter recently, Alan Marcus, he's a writer, and he wrote a book about technology, and he tweeted and was like, I'm going to call it, I vote to ban voicemails.
It's so old school.
Yeah. He's like, the only voicemails I get are from scams.
Yeah.
Like trying to get you to change your energy provider or from your dad butt dialing you while he's at the shops.
Yep. Your trousers sounding good today, Dad. Thanks. Cheers for the update, the 5-minute update.
And I don't know about you, but I have like 27 voicemails or something at the moment.
I have never
checked. And I know exactly what they are because the person calls, it says, missed call mum, and then you just know that there's a voicemail. Hey, AB, I'm just at Pottery. Anyway, call me back. Okay, bye.
I
gathered that from your call.
To anyone who's ever left me a voicemail and expects me to return the call.
To check it,
It's not happening. It is not happening one bit.
Yeah, it's sketchy as.
My biggest problem is that you get the phone rings, and it rings for about 3 seconds and then diverts to voicemail. And so you see the missed call, and it disappears, and then you wait and you wait and you wait, and then 20 seconds later a message shows up, and you've got to go into your phone, into the voicemail, dial the voicemail number, log in, go through all the
call 321 or 101 press, or whatever it is.
And I have to press 6,000 times because there's already 12 voicemails there that I haven't seen. And at that stage, I could have just called the person back and be like, hey, what do you want?
Yeah, I just call the number and it'll be, like, if it's actually something important, it'll be the reception of that place.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, our real estate agent called and he called back and it was like, hey, it's Ray White. I'm like, oh, boom. Well, that's what it was. I didn't need to check some, hey, it's so-and-so from Ray White, just calling. Can you please call me back on the exact number that I just called you off?
Precisely.
So it's silly. It wastes my time. I get anxious about it. I don't know why.
Do you know why? It's because when you're calling someone, you think you're about to have a conversation. And then before you know it, it goes to voicemail and you've got like a 3 second window to prepare your thoughts and leave a recording.
Yep.
And so you're suddenly on. It's like, hey, I do this for a job, all right? I don't want to be taking my day job and putting it into my social.
Oh, I never leave voicemails, but I get them and I look at it and I get freaked out if it's a number I don't know. And then I always check it and it'll be either them hanging up or it'll be, have you considered switching your energy provider? Blah, 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 blah.
Have you considered switching your telco service?
And dead set, you answer one of those, and it's like they tell the others, yes, she's a sucker, call her, because I get one a day.
13, 12, 16. Do you still use voicemail? Do you like it?
Or do you want it banned?
Do you want it in the bin? Give us a call. We promise we'll pick up. We won't let it ring out.
But don't leave us a message, because we won't call you back.
Yeah, yeah.
We hate voicemails.
Just if it rings and if it rings out, just hang up. If it goes to voicemail, just hang up.
But don't hang up after the beep because that makes you the worst person in the world. That's like 22 of the messages I have right now in my voicemail box.
So many of my voicemail messages, like the ones that I would say, hey, leave a message, was so off-putting. It was designed to not let people.
Yeah.
It was so uninvited. It was like, hey, it's Ben, leave a message.
Yeah, I don't even. Mine was like. Remember back in the day you would do a few trials? Like
you'd
be like,
oh yeah,
hey,
there were
guys,
sessions. There were
thanks for the call. Or you did the stitch up one where you're like, hey. Yeah, yeah, good.
Don't you dare.
I'm not here right now. Someone did that. I rang someone the other day and they had that. I was like, oh, 1998 called. They want their cool gimmicky voicemail joke back.
I had a friend once. Hers started off with a song and it was like 45 seconds of a song. And then right at the end she's like, hey, leave me a message. And I thought that she had answered the phone and had music going in the background. So for 45 seconds I'm saying, hey, pick up your phone. Pick up your, and then right at the end, she got me.
I hope you never called that person again, deleted their number them out of your life.
She's gone. But what are your thoughts on voicemail? That's what we want to know. 13, 12, 16. Craig, how are you?
No, not bad. Not bad. You were just talking about voicemail.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
I'm okay with it to a degree. Now, I'm in business, but what you were saying before about the real estate says, oh, this is so-and-so, please ring me back, blah, blah, blah. It pisses me off no end that nobody seems to leave any info about what they're calling about.
Yeah, well, give me a reason to call
but
you
that's
back.
That's my issue, Craig. It's such a redundant service. We've forgotten how to use it.
Well, that's the thing. Because, you know, a lot of the times my inquiries will be technical. And I'm probably wasting, but it could be 2 minutes till I get to the point of the problem. Or the inquiry, and then I've got to turn around and go, okay, I've got to work that out and ring it back.
Yeah, I feel you. It's such a waste of our time.
If I get the inquiry straight up, this is what it's about, okay, I can do a bit of research, make one phone call, not waste that person's time, not keep the phone company in business, et cetera, and so forth.
Yeah, well said.
I like it.
All right, thanks for your call, Craig.
Bye.
Cheers.
Here, 105.5, who's this?
Nathan.
Nathan, mate, how do you feel about voicemail?
Mate, once upon a time, I loved the idea because I knew who was calling me and I used to screen people. But these days, I get that many notifications for voicemails and messages, etc. That you're right, it takes too long to go back to and find out who it was. It's 100% easier just to call them back.
Just call them back. Yep. Like, hey, look, I'm not giving you your money back, okay? Stop calling.
And Nathan,
exactly.
I've got a question. I do this. I wonder if anyone else does. Sometimes you get a call from a random number, and instead of checking the voicemail, you Google the number,
absolutely.
And then there'll be forums where people have gone, yeah, this is a dodgy marketing call. Don't call them back.
the other option you've got too is the reverse number website you can check out as well, just to see who it was.
which really takes as long as checking the voicemail, but I'm with you.
It's more fun though.
Yeah.
You're painting a bit of a picture about yourself. Why are you screening so many calls? Like, who is chasing you, mate?
Oh, nobody in particular, but just sometimes when you're busy, you just don't want to talk to anybody.
He's lying. All the ladies. It's all the different birds. Screening them left, right, and centre.
There's something fishy going on. Buddy, what we're going to do, we'll hook you up with a double pass to Life of the Party. We're doing a preview screening tonight, but you do have to give us your real name. Are you okay with that?
It is, yeah. I was right the first time. Trending
now at hit.com.au. Now, this is pretty momentous in the history of Neighbours.
Yeah.
A show that's been running for, like, 40 years or something ridiculous.
I think it was 1989.
Really?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
It's the same age as me.
Cute! That used to be, they film it around the corner from my old place in Melbourne.
Was Home and Away longer than Neighbours then?
Oh, I think it was neck and neck. Well, okay. Didn't Neighbours start out on a different channel and then they turfed it and then another company bought it? And
we need to look up the history of Neighbours.
Yeah.
I'm not all over it.
Well, it's all about the future, really.
Yes, it is.
That's what we're focusing on.
And that's why they are taking a really big step in their storyline.
Hmm.
Possibly around the corner is the first gay wedding on Neighbours. They do have a same-sex couple at the moment.
How long have they been in the show for? Because Neighbours is very...
I know of very long, but it's the characters Aaron Brennan and David Tanaka. So apparently they're due to get engaged. They're going on a beach date. Aaron decides he's going to pop the question. Just prior to this, he has some personal revelations that make him realise David is really the one for him.
Cute. I was hoping
he doesn't realise David has the same idea. Special.
I was hoping Harold Bishop and the guy around the cafe, what was his name? Lou? I was hoping they would end up together. They look cute together.
Alf Stewart and Harold are on different shows, aren't they? I really want them to like join together and be mates.
Well, in this age of crossover episodes, surely it can happen.
Different channels though. Ooh.
Yeah.
Can be a bit of a tough one. But yeah, that's exciting. It's the first time on sort of Australian TV drama that this has really been properly addressed, so it's nice.
Any idea when the episode is going to air?
So they say that the engagement episode is Friday, May 18, so next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah,
in line with the royal wedding.
Out for.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Move over, Megan and Harry.
Now, in other news, the Spice Girls reunion has been, I don't know, teased, promised, taken away, promised again, teased again.
Oh, my God,
again.
I was on that wait list. Don't remind me.
It's been all over the place. No one really knows if it's happening. But somebody stepped up and went, you know what? If Spice Girls aren't going to get back together, we're going to do it for them, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And the only people that could possibly do that are the Backstreet Boys.
Yes!
So, in the Bahamas.
They're gender rivals.
In the Bahamas, this was this week. They all dressed up in drag as members of the Spice Girls and performed some of their hits.
TBH, Spice Girls have more hits than the Backstreet Boys. I'm just going to put it out there.
Could you imagine?
Sorry, Backstreet Boys, but you're nothing compared to them.
That would have to be one of the most insane performances ever.
Also, Nick Carter looks better as Baby Spice than I ever did as a teenager.
Hey, he looks better as Baby Spice than Baby Spice ever looked as Baby Spice. They're pulling off those heels as well, almost breaking an ankle.
Oh, they look great.
Very impressive.
And is it, well, who's the, like, Howie or whatever? He's dressed as Scary Spice with a full leopard print suit.
It's full on.
I'm in love with it.
Kept the beard as well for extra scariness.
Yep.
It's fantastic effort.
Definitely worth checking out on Instagram or jump online, hit.com.au.
I want to talk about being told off as a grown man. And I want to know if anyone else who is a grown adult has just had a good talking to recently, because I am still getting over how it made me feel. So the other night we just finished helping Benny G move some stuff.
Yeah.
And I needed to fill up on petrol. Tank was getting low. It was my turn to drive the next day. So we're at the petrol station and I'm filling up the tank and it's very boring just standing there. So I just had my phone out and just flicking through, you know, doing the whole Facebook Insta checkup and bits and pieces. And then I just hear this booming voice over the loudspeaker. It's like, can you please get off your phone? And at first I didn't quite know where it had come from. I kind of did a look around. I was like, is that you, God? turns out it was the guy inside at the cash
attendant,
register.
Yes.
And he was just like, he did not want a bar of me using the phone while I was at the pump. And it was, I had to chuckle at the whole thing. But also, I still can't get over how much it cut through me of just the tone in the voice, the fact that he's wrong as well, but most of all, just how I was made to feel like a kid again being told off or being scolded.
Yeah, like, get to class. Yeah. The bell has rung.
I was just like, oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, because what are you meant to do? Like, nah.
And then I had to go in and pay. I had to face the guy. Yes. Well. That was super awkward.
How was that? Did you have an awkward, like, how's your night?
No, he didn't say anything. And I didn't say anything either because it's too early to start making enemies in this town.
You feel so fragile, don't you?
It really just, it took the wind out of me. Yeah. Like, I forgot that I was 6 foot tall. I was just like, okay, I'm 13 again. And yeah, sorry, yeah. sir. But I want to know if anyone else has ever been told off like that.
I think it might be a petrol station thing, but I remember a few months ago when I was living down south still, I filled up my tank and there were a few people behind me and I filled up my tank and went to go in to pay and the guy behind me yelled out and was like, do you think you could move forward?
Oh, well, actually, legally, you can't.
No, and that's the thing. I would have done that, except there's signs that say don't get back in your car before you pay.
Mm. Apparently, it automatically trips something. Like, the security goes all haywire.
Yeah, so, and the way that he said it was kind of like an instruction, like, I didn't have an option, so then I moved the car.
Because he just said it with such...
sorry. I said sorry. I'm such a pushover.
And you think about that at, like, 10 o'clock at night when you're trying to get to sleep.
But can I just also point out...
Yeah.
In regards to the petrol station phone situation.
It's an old safety thing.
It's an old safety thing. I watched an episode of Mythbusters a while ago.
Yeah.
And they said this.
After researching hundreds of petrol station fires, Bob Renkes of the Petroleum Equipment Institute says mobile phones are in the clear.
Pure and simple, we don't have any accidents involving a cell phone at a service station. It just doesn't happen.
See, I didn't have those facts back there when I was getting told off by another fellow grown human being.
And I did, and I've been on my phone since, but people tell you off, and so now I just don't, not because I believe that I'm going to cause some massive explosion, but because I literally just don't want to deal with confrontation of people judging me. So give us a call, firstly, if you think we're super wrong about the petrol station thing, 13, 12, 16.
But also, have you been told off? Not, like, in trouble with the law. If you've been arrested, that's fine. But just a stern talking to. One
as
grown human being to another. We want to hear about it.
And if no one calls, everyone use your phone at the petrol station. And I love it when we bring up a topic that we strongly feel about and people call up and agree with us. I mean, there was probably one call in there that was going to say no, but unfortunately we didn't answer it.
We didn't have time to get to that. We are talking about using your phone while you're filling up at the petrol station. I got told off, which I'm still getting over, just trying to shake that feeling.
They didn't just tell you off either. It was like over the speaker.
It was in front of everybody. I think that was maybe it.
It's like being at school.
Yeah.
And they're like, Benjamin.
Yeah, like full name and everything. Benjamin James Stevenson. Whoa.
Oh, now I know your middle name.
Yeah.
BJ.
30, 12, 16, you know, how do you feel about this mobile phone situation? Have you copped it? Do you disagree? Do you always follow the rules?
Have you got in trouble as well for the same thing?
13, 12, 16. Sam, how are you?
Thank you.
Have you been told off before?
Yes, but I just wanted to add to your petrol station thing. I drove past the Woolworths State petrol station at the plaza 2 nights ago, and the fuel tanker that puts the fuel back in the station, the guy was standing at the end of the tanker on his mobile phone.
Exactly. It's not a thing. Thank you, Pam. Yeah. You're my people.
Love it. Thank you so much for the call.
That's okay. Thanks.
Hit 105.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Priya.
Hey, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, have you ever got in trouble or have you got some thoughts on the petrol station phone situation?
So, I've got some thoughts on the petrol station thing because I've done the same thing. So, I was on my phone and when I went in to pay, he gave me a stern talking to. He actually told me that the vibrations that you get when you get a message or a notification or something can actually make the petrol explode.
Yeah, see, that's... they dealt with that in the Mythbusters episode. Not the case. And very scary, which they don't tell us.
No.
Apparently getting out of the car can cause the static electricity to make it explode. So just getting out of the car has more of a chance of killing you.
Great.
I know. So comforting.
Wonderful.
I think the vibration causing an explosion thing, that was taken from a documentary called Final Destination 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone knows everyone knows if you escape death, it will chase you. So.
It'll get you in the end anyway. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for debunking that to me.
We're together now. It's going to be a group thing that we do at petrol stations. Watch out, attendants.
Pop quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
105.5.
$280. It's getting interesting now.
It certainly is. We're not going to change the quality of the questions, though.
No.
Still easy.
No. I want to get it
semi-easy.
I want to get it above 500.
Yeah.
I want to get people calling like 10 minutes before we start playing because they're that hungry.
And people like getting sneaky teams in their car together and doing it as a group, even though we technically can't allow that. We will.
If we don't notice it, we can't
notice
it.
No, if they're whispering into your ear, we'll never know, will we?
Not at all.
But they're frantically Googling for you.
13, 12, 16 this morning, we've got Nathan in the hot seat. How are you, buddy?
Good.
That's good.
You ready for the pop quiz today?
Yep.
Are you honoured to be the contestant to play?
Yep.
What are you going to spend $280 on?
Some bills and mum.
Some bills and mum.
You're a good person,
Nathan. Just around the corner.
Not like me. All right, mate, you know how it works. We've got 10 questions and 60 seconds to answer them. If there's any that you don't know, just say pass. Your time starts now. Which Coldplay singer was Gwyneth Paltrow previously married to?
Pass.
What is Nigella Lawson's job?
Sure.
Where is the musical Les Miserables set?
Pass.
Name a car brand beginning with H.
Holden.
In which state or territory would you find the big prawn?
New South Wales.
What is the closest capital city to Geelong?
Melbourne.
Which reality TV star is the heir to a chain of hotels?
Pass.
Which company has the slogan Snap, Crackle and Pop?
Pass.
What sport did Anthony Mundine play before he became a boxer?
Football.
Spell digest.
D-I-G-E-S-T.
That is correct.
On the buzzer. Nice.
You got all the ones that you answered correct. There was just a few that you passed on, unfortunately. Coldplay singer was Chris Martin. They were previously married, and then they... As they quoted...
Consciously uncoupled.
Consciously uncoupled. Very weird people.
Ridiculous.
Les Miserables is set in France. Reality TV star that's an heir to a chain of hotels is Paris Hilton. And the company that has the slogan Snap, Crackle and Pop is Rice Bubbles. Were you more of a cornflakes kid growing up?
No, Weet-Bix.
Yeah, good. That was a trick question. I wanted you to say Weet-Bix, Nathan.
Cocoa Pops all the way. Come on, guys. Lift your game.
Look, we can't give you
two...
Yeah?
I used to eat 16 Weet-Bix every day before school.
Machine!
Oh, my God. You're giving the Wallaby great George Gregan a run for his money. He had 27.
Yep.
Not a bad effort. Hey, we want you to come along to our preview screening tonight for Life of the Party. We've got a double pass for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. We're playing for $290 in tomorrow's pop quiz, all thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Supplies. They really dig their plants and gardens. We all know that over in America, they love their guns, and the cops tend to get a little bit trigger-happy from time to time.
They do. It's such a good idea to put the guns in the hands of everybody.
But before we get into a gun debate, which I don't have the energy for right now, there has been one particular shooting over in the US this week. It's got a lot of people upset. There was a groundhog.
Only one shooting. Sorry, I'm not going to go political. I need to stop. I know.
Rain it
just
in.
The
rain
one.
In. Control.
Okay, yeah,
control.
Cool.
Breathe. Count to 10. Now, a groundhog featured in the movie Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Not much else.
That's my favourite movie of all time, by the way.
Very adorable animal, apparently. But not to one police officer. There was a groundhog blocking traffic on a highway. And cars from both lanes were stopped. They were waiting for it to cross. A policeman assessed the situation, had a look in and see if he could help. He ended up shooting the groundhog and killing it. Shot it twice. It took two bullets to kill a groundhog. Didn't think they had that much in them. But apparently...
They do repeat time, so we don't want that.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Now, a lot of people are just like, this is just crazy. Can't believe it. How can anyone do this? There is a slight twist, though. Apparently, groundhogs in the wild in the US are notoriously bad for having rabies.
Ah, not a fun disease.
Yeah,
to catch.
So the video that is doing the rounds on the internet is probably going to come across your feed at some point today. You see the groundhog kind of crossing the road, and then it sees the cop. This is in an open area. It sees the cop, and it runs straight at him. Groundhogs are not known to actually do that. They don't have that kind of behaviour. They will run. If they're cornered, they get aggressive.
Yeah, sure. When they pick up Punxsutawney Phil in Groundhog Day, it looks really nice and cuddly.
Precisely. So it's a little bit, I don't know, people are kind of getting up in arms and going, oh, how dare he? But it sounds like he kind of had to do the right thing, put it out of its misery before it succumbed to rabies, or it bit him, gave him rabies.
Or one of the drivers of the cars. And this is exactly like that bullying video. Mm. You watch one video and you go, oh, this poor kid's getting bullied. And then people come out and go, actually, he bullies my child.
Yeah.
So it's, don't believe everything you see.
And if you do still, you know, not a fan of the police officer, just remember, today he has to wake up and he has to shoot that groundhog all over again.
Yeah, every day.
For the next 10,000 years.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Now, this is a bit of a sad one. You know the clothing brand Camilla?
Vaguely.
You've seen me wearing some various Camilla items.
Modelling some pieces.
Confession, people, I don't buy my Camilla brand new because it's about $600.
Oh.
I've got a couple from my mum as presents.
What's the word? Couture?
Couture. Couture. No. It's made of real silk. And they have Swarovski crystals all over them, like legit Swarovski crystals.
All right, tone it down a bit.
They can't be washed in the washing machine.
Okay.
They have to be hand washed. There's actually a Camilla like buy swap sell page, and I've bought a couple of items on there for like less than $100, and I've worn them, and I wore that top on Friday, that Camilla top, and I got heaps of compliments for it, and I was like, boom, it's probably like six seasons old, but whatever.
Are you surprised that I didn't notice the amount of effort and how expensive it
is? No, actually, lies, because when we left the house, you said that looks really nice. So
I say that anytime anyone puts anything on.
Damn it!
That's because I didn't want you to take even longer to get ready.
Anyway, Camilla is a really successful brand. Fashion brands rarely make it these days because the price point is an issue. People don't want to pay $600 for something unless it's really unique.
It's a tough industry. It's all opinion-based. It's what's trending. You need to be on top of, you know, the next big thing before it's the big thing.
Yeah, well, Camilla's an Australian label. She just seems to have got it right. Mm. People absolutely obsess over her prints. Beyonce's worn them. It's popular stuff. And I have a lot of respect for her, for Camilla Franks, the designer, and the brand. And it's really sad to say that yesterday she revealed that she is stepping away from the brand for a little while to deal with a breast cancer diagnosis she's had.
Oh, man. How old is she?
Shocking. 42 years old.
Wow.
She gave birth to her first child recently. And in the post she says, this year, 18,000 women in this backyard of ours will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Today, I am one of them. Like anyone who has ever felt the unrelenting terror of being diagnosed, cancer was certainly never part of my plan. It's something that JP, aka her fiancé, and I have spent the last few days trying to process and confront. Like all life's adversities, we're choosing to unite and face this one with acceptance, endurance, and love. This is the only way, and I have the best kind of love by my side.
Aww.
Yeah, well, absolutely tragic.
As far as circumstances, I mean, obviously there's no ideal circumstances to face a cancer battle, but it sounds like she's got some good people on her side.
Yeah, and this isn't even her first health scare. In 2013, she was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
What?
So she's had a bit of a rough one, but still has worked really hard. And even if you look at Camilla's and go, nah, no way I'll ever afford that, or I'm not a fan of the caftan style stuff.
Yep.
You can respect.
You can still send it.
Creative Australian who's absolutely killed it. So best of luck to her with her battle.
All the strength to her during this time. If you want any more info on what's trending now, head to hit.com.au.
Good times also had at IKEA. They've got great cheap furniture, meatballs.
Yeah.
They're known for that stuff.
So many Allen keys. Oh my God, that place.
I've got like a drawer of Allen keys, actually. It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
They've tried something a little bit different. It's got nothing to do with furniture, nothing to do with great food court style food.
Yeah.
The Swedish Megamart have released an anti-bullying campaign over in the United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what they did is they got two of the houseplants that they sell in IKEA.
Cool.
Two identical houseplants, and they were placed in a primary school. They were given the same amount of water, fertilizer, and sunlight for 30 days.
Right.
The only difference was they encouraged students to record their voices. Some saying really lovely things about a plant, and others saying really mean things about a plant.
Right.
So here's an example of the mean and nice things said.
You're a mistake.
You're useless. You're not even green.
You look rotten.
Are you really even alive?
I like you the way you are. Seeing you blossom makes me happy.
You're making a difference in the world.
You are beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I said, same plants.
Yeah.
Same sunlight, water, and food.
So one copped it, and one just was just told, you're nothing, you're worthless, and the other was just reinforced with good. Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened?
As a result, the plant that was bullied wilted, and the other one flourished.
Surely not.
Yeah.
No, they don't have ears.
I know. It's strange to me. But then again, I've read things before and seen things before about things in nature dealing with negative energies.
Yeah.
Reacting to them.
I know I've got a lot of gardener friends that talk to their plants, and apparently, I don't know, someone said once that helps. But I thought that was just, all right, you're a weird gardener and you like to talk to your plants. Whatever, we're going to leave you alone.
Yeah, that's very possible.
But this seems...
Yeah, it's quite a startling result. Even just like hearing those words that they're saying to a plant.
Yeah.
Make me feel pretty sad, to be honest.
Well, I've actually just realised that you've been talking up this aloe vera plant that you bought the other day quite well.
And you've been talking it down. And look at it, it's flourishing.
I've been talking it down. But
yeah, were like, I don't believe in this fooiness. I've been rubbing my hands with the aloe vera leaves.
I talk down to the salt lamp, okay? While you're not there, I call it names. But the aloe vera, no, I'm all on board.
Why do you think that the salt lamp's lamp died? But look, at the end of the day, whether you believe that this is real or it is a gimmick or not, in Australia, 1 in 4 students, that's 27% of us, have been bullied from elementary to high school. And bullying is present in 87% of school interactions.
And if it affects plants, it most definitely affects us.
Yeah, so if you do need any help with that stuff, call Lifeline 13 11 14.
Here we go! The newest way to wake up on the Coffs Coast. Get up with AB and Ben.